Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yo! Did you watch the... What do they call it? The honors?
NFL awards, honors.
Yeah, NFL honors.
I watched a little bit.
You did? I didn't see any of it. I saw this morning.
I saw Josh Allen won, and I saw his speech.
I clicked play on his speech. And
I saw Coach of the Year was a dude from the Vikings. I was like, okay, why would he win? But whatever.
I didn't see that. Was there controversy online about it?
No, I agreed with it. I don't know, but I was like,
he seems like an okay coach.
Andy Reid, yeah. Campbell. I mean, Detroit beat him 3 times. I don't know why.
Yeah.
If you're going to give it to him, I'm not saying that Dan Campbell deserved it, because they lost in the playoffs, too, but he did beat Minnesota.
But later,
Kind of feels like.
It's weird, because how do you...
Sirianni, I don't know. Andy Reid. Seems like there's a lot of people that Dan Quinn, I know he got a great quarterback, but he... turned around the Commanders pretty quick. All right, Minnesota. I mean, they had a good season, obviously, but just seemed like there was other people. But
how do you rank a coach? Because with a player, it's so easy to go, here are the numbers. Threw for this many yards, this many touchdowns.
Well, that's the controversy, because they say Lamar won All-Pro and had better numbers, but Josh Allen won MVP. So, who's most valuable and who's
because they don't
the
always
best.
Go with the best numbers. Yeah. But a lot of times you feel like if they aren't going with... the best numbers, then there's some other reason you go, because they made it this far. They beat this team or whatever.
Right.
But with a coach, I feel like you got to kind of go with, if you think Minnesota is such a great team and he's really turned things around. I don't know how long has he been there, but you think...
Not long, two or three years.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty young. Like him. He seems like a nice enough guy. I don't know. I saw him in that documentary.
Well, it's kind of interesting because Belichick gave him the award.
Okay.
And Belichick was like, and the winner, I think his name's Kevin O'Connell, and the winner, the guy I drafted in the 3rd round, Kevin O'Connell. That was like a cool little thing.
Yeah. I did see, the only thing I saw was Snoop making, cracking a joke at Belichick's expense. I don't know if you saw that.
Because I've been a football fan for a long, long time. I mean, I remember back when the Cowboys was good. I remember back when the Chiefs was bad. And I remember Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet.
Okay, that's literally the only part I heard.
Mm-hmm.
He maybe came up with that, right? I feel like that didn't sound like a joke that joke writers put together for you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. But you think Belichick cares about that stuff?
I think he leans into it.
He's got to be used to it by now,
right?
Oh, does he?
He takes pictures and puts them out together. It's not like he's hiding it.
No,
I think he just kind of leaned into it ever since people got that video of him and his boxer smoking a cigarette in Boston.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
so
he's like, you know what? It is what it is now, man. Here I am, you know.
No going back.
I like his attitude about it. Like, you know what? I was trying to keep it kind of quiet, but whatever. You guys got pictures of me and my boxer smoking a cigarette hungover at this 26-year-old girl's house. Then you know what? you guys are going to find more of them, so I'll just put it out there. Like, there's no way that you can't do it. So I like the way he's handled it.
The Church of Laszlo.
You know, in the past, I've heard you talk about, well, I don't know how recent. It's probably been a little while, but not too long. Self-checkouts, when did they become ubiquitous? Like, was it last, at least a couple years ago, right? When everyone started putting them in every store. And so whatever that was, that's when I felt like we talked about it quite a bit. And you said that when we're talking about stealing at the self-checkout, you said, look, this isn't my job. I was never trained how to do this.
Right. So I won't intentionally steal anything. I really won't. But if I swipe the goddamn thing 3 or 4 times and it doesn't work, then it's going to my cart. And I got to, you know, if you wanted me to work here, you should have hired me. Right. That's it.
I like that. Like, because it's different.
I'm not going to. But if I swipe it 3 or 4 times and it doesn't work, then whatever. I'm not, like, it is what it is. Like, stop it.
It's close to, but not the same as the thing that they say is the most common response. And I don't know how if they've actually measured this, but they say the most common thing that people say if they do occasionally steal something from the self-checkout is that they're doing a job that they're not getting paid for.
Yeah.
So they figure, this is my payment. Hey, you should be paying me to do this, so I'm going to take this thing for free. They said that's the most common response.
Right.
I thought, wait, is that what Laszlo said?
I don't really see it that way.
Right, yours is different.
I see it as more like, it's not my job, and you didn't train me how to scan this thing, or what number to punch in if it doesn't scan. And by the way, I've scanned it 4 times. You got people standing around here. Nobody's come over here and helped me.
Right.
So, screw you.
Yeah, they started
putting AI. I guess, you know what, if I steal this thing, you guys are going to figure out a way to get someone to come over here and talk to me.
Right.
So, you know, I will say that I do most of my shopping at Hy-Vee.
Okay.
And they've gotten rid of the self-checkouts.
They're mine still has them.
Oh, mine doesn't have any when I go in.
Wow, really? So maybe mine will get rid of them, too. Yeah. Mine still has them. And for a while, they were probably the most touchy because they would say, oh, it looks like you put something over in the bagging area. And I'm like, I literally didn't.
Right.
So the person has to come over. And when they come over, they just punch in their code. They don't actually check most of the time to see what happened. And I noticed that just stopped happening, so I almost felt like they must have turned that feature of the artificial intelligence off.
I was shopping at like a Walmart neighborhood store.
Okay.
And I swiped something a couple of times. I don't remember exactly what happened, but then my light started flashing, and it said may have stolen something.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady came over, and she could rewind the camera and see.
Well, that's what
I
was doing.
And then she looked at my thing, and she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, what happened? She's like, I thought you didn't swipe it, but you did. I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's what the Hy-Vee thing is capable of.
But
they just didn't
have
check.
All that stuff and the lady come over and look at it, why not just have it put on a register?
I know.
Like, that's what I don't understand.
But if you're going to have them not check it, because so many times, that's what I'm seeing, so many times they just come over and punch in their code and say, there you go.
Right.
So now they're not checking. They're not even making it look like they're checking what just went wrong. So then why not just have them work the register, like you said? Now, I guess probably of all the stories about these things, as far as stealing from them, the craziest one was the TikTok challenge. The people who figured out a way, and I never did because I don't have TikTok, and the news outlets didn't want to give away the details, I guess. Plus, Walmart said they fixed the problem. But the guy who stole cash, he wasn't the only one, but there was the one guy that stole, they said, like thousands at different stores. They figured out TikTok had something where they showed people, hey, there's a way that you can trick the machine into thinking that you've already paid when you haven't, and then you get some sort of refund. I don't understand it, but also because they don't give you the full details in any of the articles that I read. But I do know that Walmart said it was a glitch and we fixed it. Can't be done anymore. I know that there was that guy that they were looking for.
A man is wanted by police in Georgia, accused of using a hack that he saw on social media to steal from self-checkout machines.
Police say that the man tricked the machines into giving him extra cash.
Okay, so that was however many months ago. You can look it up. While you're out smoking, I was trying to see if I could. I'd looked for that before, and I tried looking again to see if there's actual details. The closest thing to details I got was from, I don't remember which website it was, but they were the ones that went into a little bit of detail about the refund, but it didn't tell me how to do it.
Okay.
And all the articles said Walmart fixed whatever the bug was, whatever the problem was.
Okay.
And I don't know if they ever, I assume they caught that guy. I don't really care. The story today, so stealing money, that whole thing, would I have done that at some point in my life? I was never big on stealing from. I never really stole stuff.
I'm not a shoplifter or anything. It's, well, the return on investment.
Right.
Like how much? Like, what am I going to steal? You know, like whatever.
Because I'm certainly if I
steal a lot
big,
to be able to risk getting in trouble,
and now you're in bigger
trouble. I'm not going to get in trouble. Like the time it's going to take for me to talk to some loss prevention dickhead.
Yep.
Like it's just a lot. You know? So it's like, well, I'll just pay for the eggs.
Yep. And I don't know about you, but
I will if I swipe it three or four times, then I will stand. If you come to me and say, "Hey, you put that in your bag and didn't pay for it," I'll be like, "I swiped it." Like I will argue with you.
Yeah,
I swiped it three times. You go swipe it. Like this is not my job; it's your job.
Well, I'm not trying to make it sound like I never stole anything because I definitely have. But I'm just talking about those people in high school that would steal like stacks of jeans and CDs and all that stuff. I never did that, but I did occasionally. Switch barcodes on something. You know, you take the thing up to the register. You see that you got two things you're looking at. One time I did it with a bicycle at Walmart. And we took my friend and I took the barcode off of a kid's bike and put it onto the bike that I wanted. They were the same brand of bike.
Uh-huh.
And then we took it up. I took the barcode and I saw right on there, said, do not rip this barcode off. So we get up to the register and I act like I'm ripping it off right there. Because it was already ripped. He goes, don't rip that. Oh, okay. And I was like, oh, sorry. Was that not supposed to? He goes, that's fine. But at least it looked like I ripped it off right there. That was a pretty big theft because I think it was like a $300 bike and I got it for $45.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I have done stuff like that, which is why I could see myself doing what this guy in Idaho did. It's pretty amazing. Police say that this guy, and this just happened, that he used a ring on his finger with a tomato soup barcode that he put on the ring somewhere kind of hidden on the side of the ring. He put a barcode for a can of soup and then would scan expensive items.
As a barcode.
And he's going by the thing, and the computer sees him. The cameras see him. Here it is. I'm scanning it. Boop. I'm scanning this. Boop. So he's picking up the item, and he's making sure that ring is in the way. And as that ring scans, boom, he scans the ring. So he's getting charged. Dude, that's amazing. They said he stole a bunch of stuff. They said he tried to steal a $300 grill. And I'm just guessing that this guy probably did this before. Like, right. If you finally caught him this time, he probably has done this before. And that's the kind of thing you could talk me into doing. Especially when I was younger. If my buddy's like, dude, here's what you do. Someone was saying, just put this on your face. I think because of this grill. It sounds like the grill was maybe a little too much. They said it happened Sunday. They called the cops. The employees at Walmart told the cops they were calling it a theft in progress. Because I guess this guy was trying to take the grill. I'm surprised. I thought at Walmart they just went up and stopped you. And then, I don't know. I've never actually been in trouble at Walmart. But I've had friends who get taken back to that loss prevention office, right? And I worked at Walmart. I remember we had the secret shopper who'd run around.
Uh-huh.
And I remember he wasn't allowed to do anything until you actually left the store. So that's my thing. Like, did this guy get outside the store? Because they said that he said Rockwell was detained at his residence with the stolen merchandise, including the grill, which was valued at $300. So, but they don't say how the company saw it. They just go into detail about how they think he put this soup barcode on his ring because they looked back, see that he's paying for soup, and of course they got the cameras and they can see him scanning the stuff, and then they're like, oh, he's hidden this barcode. They look for it, boom. Guess they found the barcode on his ring. $300 grill. One time, I'll do it one time with $300 grill at Walmart.
It feels like...
Like if you really wanted a smoker.
Yeah, it feels like buy the grill.
And get the smaller stuff?
Yeah, and just get the smaller stuff so that it equals out to $300. They're going to notice the grill.
I would think
but
so.
But you know what I mean? If you're buying like lunch meat, scan that for the soup. You know, figure out how much you need to get over several times because I feel like if you... They're going to look at the grill, and if your bill's only $20 and you scan the grill, then they're going to know. Like, I would be buying a bunch of tomato soup, a bunch of other stuff, and pay for the grill.
And then
pay for the grill, and that way when they see your bill, like, oh, you did pay $300 for the grill.
Yeah, I know. But what's tempting is the expensive item, because that's the thing that I never pull the trigger on.
Backwards.
I know, I gotcha. I'm just saying, I'm not that smart, so you might be able to talk me into doing it once. I'm not going to start going, like the guy who was getting cash back in Georgia, they say he just kept going to stores all over the place.
Well, now you might be able to talk me into that.
You think? Because of the cash?
There's a glitch, and you just hit it, and the machine gives you money?
Yeah.
I might be like, all right, let's do it. Like, yeah, that would be easier for me. And there's not a way to think it out. It's like, well, this thing's either going to give me money or it's not. Whereas with the grill, I'm like, if I buy the big thing,
Right.
And scan all the little things for soup.
I got to buy
I'm probably going to get out of here. Not a big deal.
Got to buy these groceries anyway. So,
right.
Yeah. No, I get it. And I'm curious, somebody on Twitch knows how that guy got the cash out of the machine. If anyone ever saw that TikTok, whatever, scam thing where they showed you how to do it. Because when Walmart says, we fixed the problem, but then every single story doesn't tell you how the guy did it, I kind of wonder, like, does that still work? I'm just curious.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dude, look, Stone Cone, you're going to have to look this up. I need more information on this. There's a teacher in Tennessee who's in trouble for kneeing a four-year-old. Did you see this? And the police say that they have security footage of this. First of all, 4 years old. I mean, that's really, really young, right? And they describe some of the what the video looks like, but none of the outlets that I found actually shared the security video. I need to see this. They said that this teacher is walking down the hall. The four-year-old is excitedly coming towards the cafeteria. They say the teacher pushes the four-year-old. The four-year-old, like for no apparent reason, four-year-old kind of stumbles. And then after the four-year-old stumbles and sort of, you know, gets back up on his feet, she knees the four-year-old to the ground. That's what this says. Knees him to the ground. He falls down to the ground. She keeps walking. But again, this is according to another kid there. After she knees him to the ground and walks by, she turns around, picks up the bottle had dropped, and just walks off with it like, I'm taking your water too. This is like a bully. This is like a junior high bully who just beat up a four-year-old, except it's a teacher at a school. They've got a mugshot of her. It says she's been arrested. This is the sheriff
talking
about?
We live in a nation where we would expect that kind of the golden rule should exist and that we should treat others as we should expect to be treated ourselves. And to do something of a nature that is assaultive towards a four-year-old is definitely something that is unacceptable.
I wondered if he was even talking about the four-year-old at first. We live in a country we should do. Yeah, we don't knee four-year-olds, especially when you're a teacher. I mean, never do it. Don't ever beat up a four-year-old.
No.
And don't ever do it for fun. And don't be a teacher if you have an urge to knee four-year-olds to the floor. I understand being frustrated with kids, thinking like, I can't stand these kids anymore.
Right.
But you shouldn't have an urge to body slam a four-year-old.
No.
I don't think that's normal. I think this woman, obviously she can't ever be a teacher again, be in a school again. But I think she should be in some serious trouble for doing that.
A lot of trouble.
Like I'm talking about like going to jail for a while.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
It's a 4-year-old.
It's a 4-year-old. You can't beat a 4-year-old.
If they said it was a 12-year-old, she should be in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
There's something about the 4-year-old where I'm like, go put her away.
Right. And 12-year-olds should probably go to jail too.
They probably should, yeah. Right. I mean, I need to see the video first. They need to release the video. What does it mean to knee her, causing the boy to fall? Like, is that like you
like
use your knee to slam it into his
MMA,
head?
Like,
into his back?
Into the gut or something?
Yeah,
like,
did it hit him in the chest?
You're out.
Yeah, she
you're
is
out.
In trouble.
Like, you gotta go to jail. You can't do that.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yeah. So is that an update?
What?
Like the Joy Taylor stuff? Is that all?
Oh, yeah, I just read it. It just said it was came out. Popped up on my phone. It says, Skip Bayless, Joy Taylor deny allegations made in a lawsuit filed by former hairstylist. Basically, if I read this correctly, and I don't know, I guess an attorney, when they sue me, they can tell me that I did not give a correct synopsis. Joy Taylor says, none of this ever happened, and you just put me in the lawsuit because you wanted to get attention. And Skip Bayless said, basically, maybe some of this happened, but you were into it.
Oh.
Well, let me, you know what I
mean. Wow, okay.
I'll just read you a response filed by Bayless's attorney on Tuesday said the hairstylist who accused him of unwanted sexual advances, the response filed by Bayless's attorney on Tuesday said her name is Farahi. Consented by words or conduct to the conduct Ferrari alleged. It also argued that Ferrari was not entitled to recover damages to the extent of report, blah, 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 blah.
So, okay, so it's not, I didn't do it. It's
like, hey, you were into it. Like, by consent, by words or conduct, that means you're into it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
you at least consented, so you were okay with it. You told me it was okay. How's that? You told me that it was okay. Mm-hmm. I, for some reason, thought that he denied doing any of it.
I don't know that he said anything but, to them, but there you go.
I guess if you're saying now that she consented with words or actions, then has there ever been, who's the one that you, you know, all the celebrity accusations, has there ever been one where you're like, I don't believe this for a second? And I know you can get in trouble for saying that, but like me, if it's been a while or not. And if we preface it with, I know you should start by believing someone who accuses someone or something, because I'm sure it's very difficult a lot of times to come out and say something. But has there ever been one where you're like, is this real? I'm not buying this.
I don't know. Like, maybe not off the top of my head.
Like, when you first heard the stuff about Puff Daddy, and they said he would have these freak-offs and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like, that sounds right, probably.
You got like a
you're almost like,
dollars.
Have I
Why,
seen
you?
Video of that, maybe?
Right, yeah.
Like, I feel like I might have seen that. So that's not so hard to believe. The Joy Taylor stuff, I don't have any type of real perception of her. So, I see she's on mute on our TV every day, but I don't know much about her. The Garth Brooks thing, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of like, And he, you know, his response, as I recall, again, I'm not quoting him, but it was something along the lines of, this is not true in any way, shape, or form.
And stalker who's done this before.
Basically called her a person who'd been harassing him.
Right.
So something about his response, well, I was like, man.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
She's some sort of stalker. Yeah, but was that just the greatest response ever to a legitimate thing? Because it got us all thinking, oh, she's some sort of stalker. Because I hadn't heard that one before.
Sure.
You know, like, this woman's been trying to harass me. She's been trying to do this stuff for a long time.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a strong response, which makes you think maybe there's something to his response.
Right. If you had a client, if Laszlo's Crisis Management were a real company, and you had a client who suddenly was accused of something publicly like that, the lawsuit, what would you tell them to put out? Would you tell them to say nothing?
Which one?
It depends on who the client is.
Yeah, it depends on who
you're
the
defending
client is
the
what,
one who's been accused.
And what they're accused of and by who.
Okay, so let's.
If I was Skip Bayless and a hairstylist,
yeah.
I might be mean about it.
You might have Skip Bayless be mean about it?
Yeah, like the statement might be like Skip Bayless denies all allegations and is unaware of who this person is.
Oh, that kind of meme.
Right. Like, you're not even in the realm of who he's talking. Like, and then if it came up, be like, dude, whatever. He was joking. We don't know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I would start with that. Like, we don't even know who you are. Like, you're not even in the orbit of Skip's world.
Wow. Just really dismissive to the point of, I could not care less about whatever this is. I know it's not real.
Right.
If you put out,
I know it's not real, and I don't know. We don't even know who you are.
That could be really powerful if you put out like an Instagram video or a TikTok where it's actually you saying, the celebrity saying, I don't know who this person is. I'm not worried about this at all. And if you look totally unfazed, then I'm probably like, oh, well, that person's lying.
Yeah.
And
I think that's a good one.
Gullible. It's not like I know
any of
these
people. I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
What I do know is I've never done any of that.
Right.
So, yeah, I would buy that. So I think that's good. I think the Garth Brooks thing, calling someone, I don't know how many times you can use that, though.
Yeah,
if another celebrity put that out, I mean, give it some space.
We do know that they're stalkers, though, so that's a good one, because now you start blaming them for being like, you know, I have called the authorities on this person several times while being a stalker.
Yep.
Even if you haven't, just say
it. We know
you
have
stalkers.
Oh,
God damn it.
Yeah.
She's just showing up at his house.
Feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Speaking of stalkers.
I'll go with that.
Taylor Swift, I believe, dropped the charges against Snow Cone, but he does know an awful lot about Taylor Swift. I guess she just had too much going on, or maybe she was just shaking it off. I don't know.
She came to her senses.
She came to her senses. But the
one more shot.
Yeah, the politics or not politics? Sorry.
What
the economics?
Were you stalking her?
Oh,
he was writing a lot of letters.
Writing, sure, but fan mail's normal.
Well, once she started dating Trav, it feels like things changed when you started going out to the stadium. They were keeping an eye on where you were by then.
Oh, I can't go to the stadium and enjoy a game? Okay.
You can. Obviously, that's why they didn't do anything the first few times you did it. But, you know, reaches a point. If she wasn't a celebrity, you probably could have gotten away with that basically forever.
Why'd you write her all those letters, though?
I'm a fan. Like, big deal. I think we would get along. I want to get to know her. She would like me.
At least he admits that now. He used to say it was because of his kid.
Yeah.
Why? What makes you think that? Does anyone like you once they get to know you?
We just seem
like
kindred
spirits. Anybody. Can you think of anybody who likes him once they get to
know
him?
I don't know a lot of people. So,
but do you know anybody who likes him once they get to know him?
I'll just step back on this because I don't know a lot of people, really. You guys are pretty much the only people I know.
She would like me. We would get along. So I wrote her some letters. Big deal. Whatever. Anyway, she dropped the charges, so came to her senses, and I was right.
Well,
What, that you like him?
No, that I wasn't doing anything wrong.
The economics of Taylor Swift. How much money has she made for that old National Football League? I don't think they needed the money, but it's might be substantial. And also, you know, now this weekend, all anybody cares about who isn't a sports fan is who's she really rooting for? Well, I'll tell you in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, be honest, Laszlo. Honest answer. Are you sick of Taylor Swift being talked about with football yet?
No, like, are you tired of it?
You're still okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand why people get so. It doesn't bother me at all.
People get upset though because
I know they wildly upset, and I don't understand it. Like they show her over in the thing, and she's cheering. Like, okay.
I heard somebody today.
I've never seen them like miss a play because they're showing Taylor Swift. Like,
no, you're seeing it online more than anywhere, and you can avoid that if you want.
I see them cut over to her.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that, but that's nothing. Who cares? Right. I'm with you. That's really nothing. So if you really feel like it's taking up so much real estate, then it's stuff that you're probably seeing online, and you could avoid that stuff. Maybe the news talking about it. Okay. But that really bothers you that much? Somebody I heard today said, you know, they were trying to, and they made it sound like, you know, a lot of people are hoping that Travis wins this one and retires so we can finally be done with the Taylor Swift stuff. And I thought the same thing we've said in the past, which is, I don't know this chick. I don't know her music, but I don't really care. Now, but it could be because I'm a Chiefs fan. And I'm like, hey, great. Love the extra attention on the Chiefs. I don't know.
I don't care. She seems like a really nice person.
That's the other thing.
Like, I'm like, when I see her, like, I know a few of her songs. I don't listen to them. It's fine. Like, I know people like her. But, like, I see her, like, holding Travis's mom's hand when they're walking on the field. I see her when Travis introduces her to someone. She's like, hi, I'm Taylor. Like, those are things that, you know, just make me think that, do I think she's completely down to earth? Hard to be when you're the most famous celebrity in the world and worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
Do I think she's trying? Yes. Like, those are things where I'm like, oh, when you introduce yourself as like, hi, I'm Taylor, I know you're trying to be a normal person. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be hard, right? It's got to be hard. Like,
I think she's doing a little better than Kanye,
She knows in her head that they probably know who she is, but she's like, hey, let me introduce myself like a normal person. So, you know, I think she's like
her
a
brand.
Great person, yeah.
Yes. And if you're going to have a brand, why not have it be that I try to be nice to people,
right? To me, like, okay.
Well, they say people are demanding, people are requesting that when they buy tickets for the game, I guess they've been saying, hey, we only want tickets if we're going to be able to have a line of sight to Taylor Swift's suite or to Donald Trump's. Both things, I guess, have been a request of ticket buyers, which how the hell do they know? Do they know already where Taylor's going to sit? Is that like something that's been established?
Seems like kind of an assassin-80, doesn't it?
I would think you might get... Well, if you ask about Trump, for sure, I would think that... Well, I would be shocked if they flagged you. Like, why are you asking for a line of sight to see Donald Trump? Like, oh, I just want to look at him. I know, probably. But somebody did shoot him in the ear, so, you know.
I thought you'd been sneaking a sniper rifle to the...
The Super Bowl.
To the bargain Super Bowl, yeah. Sorry.
I don't think you can. I've seen so much stuff this week about the security for the Super Bowl this weekend, and they keep acting like almost like there's been a bunch of threats. Have there been specific issues with this one? Okay, that's what I was thinking. Like, there's always security for the Super Bowl. They make movies about it. Anyhow, Taylor Swift has had a huge impact. They gave some numbers this morning that I did think were sort of crazy about totals. You know that song, Snow Cone First? Do you know what that is? Because your son listens. Did you hear what she says here?
My Eagles t-shirt?
My Eagles t-shirt hanging on the door. Did you know that this was a big controversy? Do you know why?
What's the controversy?
Which Eagles was she talking about? The Eagles, the band, or the Eagles?
Well, we know
she's
a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yeah, I know.
Either one works, whatever. Yeah.
Right. And knowing that she's a fan and knowing that she'd worn Eagles stuff in public before,
He said, I knew her first, to Travis.
No, I didn't hear that.
I was friends because she was an Eagles fan. He's like, I knew her first.
Right.
I would assume if I'd heard that song before today that she's talking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
When you first played it, I thought the band, the Eagles, but...
Really? Okay.
When you first said it, that was the first thing that hit me. And I was like, oh, she was an Eagles fan, so...
Well, it was a debate, so again, it went on for a while, and I guess eventually on stage, she addressed it, before she sang the song or right after, and she said, guys, come on. You know, I love the Eagles, the band. They're great. And she's like, but I was talking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
I was talking about the football team. With my Eagles t-shirt hanging from the
door. America's Sweetheart, bringing in a 53% spike in teen female viewers of Sunday Night Football, helping to create a 9% uptick of women watching the game last season.
Okay, the 53% thing, whatever, but a 9% jump in women for the NFL, that's...
I mean,
crazy
a
for
people,
a pop star that, like
right.
you said, too, they just go to her once in a while, and you see her picture flash right. up during a game. You might see it flash up, how many times? 3-4 times, and they show her for a few seconds.
Yeah.
That's it. A 9% increase in women overall. I should be shocked by the teen thing, too, but are they actually watching?
Well, the teen thing doesn't. They're like, oh, Taylor's going to be there. Let me turn it on.
Right.
But really... I don't know the number of this, and this is going to sound sexist and misogynistic, and it probably is, but 53% more of zero isn't that much.
Right.
Like, I don't know how many 15-year-old girls are watching Sunday Night Football. Probably not a ton, though. Like, I'm guessing of all their demos, 18 and under girls is probably, right, the smallest.
Yeah.
So 53% more, it wouldn't surprise me. And be like, oh, I think Taylor's going to be on, the Chiefs are playing. Like, okay.
That's 53 of them. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand the shock with the young women, I guess. But it is a lot. I mean, my thing is that they say to watch Sunday football, to watch Sunday night football. No, aren't these girls just turning on Chiefs games?
I would think.
I can't imagine that they're like, now I've got the NFL bug. But maybe.
Yeah.
You know, like that commercial that they ran where the father has another reason to hang out with his daughter. Or maybe it's his first reason to hang out with his daughter. They're going to watch football together. I don't know. But just so you know, in case you're curious, this is a big shocker. They think she's going to be rooting for the Chiefs this weekend.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And her dad will be rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah. I think we've seen that before.
So, pretty sure we have. And but just in case you're wondering about this weekend, I saved you a click there.
Well, she wore red to the Grammys. And people are like, that was Chiefs red. And I'm like, it could have just been red.
She never allowed to wear red again.
Like, right. What a weird thing. Like, okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.